Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Taking a break from his lessons on the life and legacy of St. Paul, Pope Benedict XVI dedicated this week's general audience to France. Eimear McCarthy followed the events here at the Vatican.
Pope Benedict returned to the Vatican Monday from his first apostolic voyage to France, a journey that included a whirlwind 24 hours in Paris and 2 days of pilgrimage to the Marian Sanctuary of Lourdes.
Dear brothers and sisters, our encounter today gives me the opportunity to retrace the steps of my recent pastoral visit to France. After a warm welcome in Paris, I met with men and women from the world of culture, with whom I reflected on the monastic ideal of seeking God, querere Deum, as a bedrock of European culture. I wish to emphasize that meditations on the scriptures opens our minds and hearts to the Logos, God's creative reason in the flesh. In the magnificent Cathedral of Notre Dame, I gathered with bishops, priests, religions, and seminarians, sharing with them the treasures of the Holy Spirit and the cross. My brief stop at the Institut de France was followed by the joyful Eucharistic celebration on the Esplanade des Invalides.
From Paris, the Pope then made his way south to Lourdes on Saturday to join thousands of pilgrims in this Jubilee year commemorating the apparitions of Our Lady to Saint Bernadette.
The Holy Mass near the Grotto of Massabielle providentially coincided with the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, the perennial sign of the mystery of days and of glory. The cross demonstrates that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. It teaches us that there is no genuine love without suffering and no gift of life without pain. Lourdes is as a school of faith and hope, because it is a school of charity and service. I am deeply grateful to God and to all who made this trip a blessed, memorable success. Thank you.
The call of Benedict XVI in Paris and in Lourdes is very encouraging us to work for the evangelization.
French Bishop Jean-Yves Rieucreux of the Diocese of Pontoise, north of Paris, says he believes Pope Benedict's words will have a lasting effect on the church in France.
He said, don't be afraid again. As you could notice, many people clapped at this time, and especially the many priests who were here in Lourdes like they were yesterday in Paris.
Pope Benedict will resume his catechesis on the lives of the fathers of the church next Wednesday. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.